Alright people, within this video I would like to know let's talk about a more or less important subject in which I want to address within this video. And the subject of this video should be more or less explanatory from the title of this video, and that being that Christian identity is a, co-opted false front meant to be utilized by a system in order to co-opt and subvert by all missions and accounts the true awakening of we as European people to our real heritage, people of blood and soil, and the gods, if you can call them just that, like Odin, Thor, Freya, and the list goes on, people. The whole point of there being such a concept, by example, such as the Christian identity movement itself, is to literally poison the well, so to speak. And what do I mean by that? Is that, have you never considered that we're in the midst of a mass awakening happening here in the West, especially among white Europeans, more or less? And what better way to disrupt that awakening, so to speak, than to corrupt it before it recognizes its true potential, being that when white people realize how much they have lost of the African people, they begin to recognize that maybe we should try to reclaim what we have lost before we literally are extinguished from the face of this world, figuratively and literally, culturally, racially, etc. And that the only way to stop this mass awakening, so to speak, is to use Abrahamism, so to speak, as a Trojan horse to sort of corrupt that before it ever takes hold. And what better way to do so than the very concept of what is considered Christian identity, people? I mean, look at, isn't that being used to co-opt any legitimate, real, what you would consider real white resistance, per se? I would argue yes. Have you seen a lot of white nationalists / national socialists / members of the dissent right / alt-right talk about Christianity as of lately? Or is it the example that I'm making here? That all you hear is crickets in the background, right? I wonder fucking why. Because they don't want to say the truth, because these Christian cucks who call themselves pro-white will sit there and say, no, you're not. We're true, whatever you call it, chosen people of Israel and all that nonsense, horse shit, fucking delusional fucking. I mean, these people are just as fucking deceptive, if not outright delusional, but just as bad as the evangelical Christians. Oh my God, what's the fucking difference? But besides the point, the whole point is that this is being used to co-opt any legitimate movement of people who are contributing to the mass awakening of who and what we are, of that of again people, that being the white people. And before we can recognize what's truly being done to us and the price in which Abrahamism has come at the price of pretty much everything that we are of the given people, before that can be recognized for ways, and we begin to recognize how much we have lost fundamentally, why not corrupt that mass awakening ideal consideration by poisoning the well, so to speak, and co-opting any legitimate opposition to what's happening by taking the same poison that was used on us in the past that practically destroyed the European people culturally, ethnically, linguistically, etc., religiously, like our forebears before us, and use it to subvert any legitimate actual movement that's contributing to the mass awakening, and lump in with something as with the whole ideal consideration of what is Zionism, right? You see how Zionism, for example, is seen as distasteful. People don't like them. People have a problem with it, except here in America, apparently, because Christians here are delusional. They think that, oh, the Zionists care about them, and Israel's the chosen people. I mean, these people are fucking lost. A lost cause, so to speak, but besides that, people don't like Zionism because they're seeing it in what it's doing currently in Israel, right? Okay? And then you take that same ideal notion of its own count, lump in with racism, merge it with Abrahamism, and repackage it as to state that this is what we stand for when that's the exact opposite. Aha, you think that you're the chosen people of Israel. I mean, absolutely insane, but you get my point. It looks insane. It looks detestable. People will be turned off the moment they even see it, hear about it. And not only that, because people, the Western people, Western white Europeans, if you want to call it that, have been so thoroughly conditioned, they will instantly hate it the moment they hear about it, because the moment they go look up, or some of them already have a vague image of it, lumped in with Nazism. And I'm going to say, what the fuck is this shit? Boom. You delegitimize any real, what you call debates and conversations about what's happened to we, the white people, white Europeans, what's happened to us, what we have lost, and how can we claim it, and the price in which, the price of what Abrahamism has come for, who and what we are as a given people, since atheism is becoming the norm in Western civilization. People are moving away from the traditional mental illness known as Christianity, just to repackage the same thing that destroyed our forebears, Christianity, and present it with racism and looking ideally in consideration to Zionism. I mean, what better way to destroy any legitimate, real conversations about what we are losing of that of again people? Not only that, you co-opt any real opposition against what's happened to us fundamentally of the Abigan people, and you discredit in the process, and you use it as a false front in order to subvert the whole meaning behind it, behind such a concept. Why are we even doing this? If we're going to literally be lumped in with people who are just as delusional, if not more so than evangelical Christians here in America, except they think they're the chosen, a bunch of fucking white Europeans think that they are the chosen people of fucking Israel. You can't gain more deranged and delusion than that, people. And there's my point, people. Based upon the snow show of its own account. That's the whole fucking point of this whole embracing, this whole concept, or even tolerating the ideal consideration, or even entertaining the idea of Christian identity for ways. In a nutshell, people, do you not fucking understand, people? Because if not, then I don't know what to say. You're obviously a lost cause if you can't understand this fundamentally. And I've noticed that a lot of people within the so-called movement are no longer talking about it, except Varg Vikersson and other people, you know, people on the fringes of the so-called movement. Those people have been stomped on, dragged through the mud, and all, for all of its worth. And I'm not going to say they're volatile rhetoric has helped them on this own occasion, but they are more or less in the right. And now they're being drowned out by a bunch of deranged and outright delusional people who are white Europeans, by the way, who think that they are the true chosen ones of Israel. I mean, fucking insanely, fucking absolutely, fucking out of the gore, or just fucking agents of deception and chaos. I mean, fuck, people. And the plan's working, unfortunately. That's the shocking part about this, people. Everything I stated is absolutely true and happening right before our very eyes. It's delegitimizing any real discussions about what's happening to who and what we are of that given people, fundamentally, about what's happened to us, about what we are losing. And not only that, any real opposition against what's happening to us is being subverted by this cancer. You know, the same cancer known as Christianity itself, Abrahamism, right? That's now being repackaged again, that destroyed our forebears, right? Our pagan forebears over 2,000 years ago. That's being lumped in with racism and Zionism. And there you go. And then you get, then they also attach Nazism to it. And yeah. There you go. And you get everything I've stated, people. So how can I not be further from the truth of what I stated? It isn't. It is the example in which I'm pretty much presenting within this video, people. These people are not to be taken seriously. And if anyone entertains the idea that, we shouldn't criticize them, well, they're full of shit, and either one, to control the opposition, or two, it's all about them. They don't care about the fucking movement, they don't care about the ideals, they don't care about anything. But their own popularity, their own, we don't want to say anything that will turn off anyone within the so-called movement, so we're no longer going to criticize Christianity anymore. We're going to now say nothing as they subvert our fucking movement and replace it with something that's just as deranged, demented, insanely fucking delusional. You can't get more fucking insane than that. I mean, fucking absolute ludicrous that people don't fucking call these people off what they are. Christian identitarians? Fucking people.